The Senate Finance Committee held a hearing Wednesday on reforming America's outdated energy tax code, led by Chairman Ron Wyden of Oregon.
It is past time to replace today's crazy quilt of more than 40 energy tax incentives with a modern technology-neutral approach. Let's clear the hurdles that slow down America's energy innovators, and let's introduce a new level of competition and fairness into the marketplace. The disparity in how the tax code treats energy sources and the uncertainty that it causes has to end. Traditional sources benefit from tax incentives that are permanently baked into law. The clean energy sources are stuck with stop-and-go incentives that have to be renewed every few years.
The main focus of the hearing was on extending the tax incentives for alternative energy sources, such as advanced biofuels, wind, and solar. But committee ranking member Orrin Hatch of Utah blamed the current administration for policy that penalizes fossil fuels.
It has always been my position that when it comes to energy policy, we need an all-of-the-above approach. Indeed, there's no such thing as too much energy. We need to encourage energy production across the board, and we need to do so in an effective, cost-efficient manner. Sadly, this is not the approach we've seen under the current administration. President Obama claims that he supports an all-of-the-above approach to energy policy. However, the truth is that the Obama administration's real energy policy boils down to a belief that that fossil fuels are bad, and that the federal government should enact policies to punish the production and use of fossil fuels.
Among those testifying at the hearing was former Senator Don Nichols of Oklahoma, now a lobbyist whose clients include ExxonMobil. He strongly criticized continuing wind energy tax incentives and compared them to what oil and gas receives.
Wind receives a credit. Everybody knows it says in your book, 2.3 cents per kilowatt hour. What it doesn't say, that's equal to 30, 40, 50, 60% of the wholesale price of electricity. So if you wanted to have something comparable for oil, you'd have to have a $50 or $60 barrel subsidy for oil. You don't want that. Or a $2 subsidy for gas. Can't afford it, don't want it, nobody asked for it.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.